Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal, which you'll need for our service tonight. And before we begin, I'd just like to point out this copper pipe fish that you see perched in front of the altar that was made by Lori, Village Artist, and that will soon be suspended from the ceiling in some way, but for now it's right in front of us. So. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the coming days, but I would invite Elizabeth D'Amico to introduce Vespers.
Tonight's is musical Vespers, and it will be a rhythm of a healing service. We will use the rhythm of silence and scripture and song. As we sing and pray and dwell in God's words, we will not only join our hearts together, but our hearts with the whole community of God's creation and ultimately with God. We will pray on behalf of the brokenness that exists throughout our world and within ourselves. And we'll take time to experience the healing power of music, listening, meditating, and finally joining our voices together. And you will hear more of
how high. This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 8, starting with verse 40. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man from Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he besought him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As he went, the people pressed round him, and a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who was it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the multitudes surround you and press upon you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone forth from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him, and how she had immediately been healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, a man from the ruler's house came and said, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore." But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be well." And when he came to the house, he permitted no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James, the father and mother of the child. And all were weeping and bewailing her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit returned, and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them not to tell no one what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
During the musical meditation that will follow, you will be invited, as you are moved, to go to the several prayer stations, which will be around the perimeter of our space, where people will be there for the laying on of hands and prayer for healing.
Let's pray together. God of healing, we enter this time of prayer, acknowledging the brokenness of this world, grieving injustice, lamenting oppression, and seeking your forgiveness, O God, for our place and participation in it. God of healing, we enter this time of prayer through faith, trusting that you hear our pleas, you remain with us, and that your abundant forgiveness is poured upon all the brokenness, all the injustice, all the oppression, and over all of our sins. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing, we give you thanks for your healing touch that comes by grace. We give you thanks for the ways in which we feel this healing, through silence, through music, through your word, through the community around us. More than all, gracious God, we are thankful for the healing we know and believe in, that by the wounds of your Son, we are healed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing, we lift up those who we know and love, who are ill or hospitalized, those who are addicted and suffer, those who live under the weight of mental illness. Give gentleness and courage to your children. Remain with them. We ask tonight, Lord, that you send your healing touch, and we remember especially those who will die this night. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing, give us a faith that believes in miracles. Give us a faith that truly believes that by your will and by your hand, the blind can see, the deaf can hear, the dead can be raised, and the desperate can have hope. And make us impatient, O God, with any obstacle that prevents us from taking part in such miracles, any impediment that compromises our will to be co-creators, your partners in bringing the healing balm of your mercy to those with open arms longing to embrace it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 8. My joy is gone. Grief is upon me. My heart is sick. Hark, the cry of my poor people from afar and wide in the land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their images, with their foreign idols, says the Lord? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved, say God's people. For the hurt of my people, I am hurt. I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored?
We will sing together verse 1 from hymn 614. Keep it open and we will sing the following verse. Thank you.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel has sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall take your tambourines and go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when the sentinels will call in the hill country of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. We continue with Jeremiah 31. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow, says the Lord.
Receive now the benediction. Almighty God, who is a strong tower to all, to whom all things in heaven and on earth bow and obey, be now and evermore your sure defense. And may God help you to know the name given to us for all health and salvation, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Your faith in Jesus Christ has made you well. Thanks be to God.